This is Odette Auger on CKTZ 89.5 FM. This story centers the voice of Laura Holland of the Small Frog House, Wet'suwet'en. Her son Jared J. Lowndes was killed July 7th, 2021 by Campbell River RCMP over an old warrant. I listen to Laura as she sets up the hall at Homolko Nation for a memorial on the one-year anniversary. For her, it's been a year of silence, grieving in Wet'suwet'en tradition. In the past year, four people have been killed by RCMP in Campbell River. That's in a town of 37,000. All four are under investigation by the Independent Investigations Office of BC. Mandated as a civil oversight body, it is staffed by 50% former police officers. This story contains accounts of police violence, racism, and hate against Indigenous people that could be triggering. Please listen with care.
I knew that there was going to be some people fighting back and some sympathy for the police and the police dog. But what really surprised me was how much sympathy there was for the police dog and how it's ongoing. One of the things that really makes me feel sad for people is that I had to see a lot of hate mail in Facebook and stuff like that. And there were a lot of people who were claiming to be from Campbell River, you know, that were sending me these messages. And also, I think one of the things that disturbed me the most out of all of it was that the Campbell River RCMP has a Facebook page. And on there, they had a woman who had commented that she was very sorry to hear that Gator had been killed and that she was quite pleased to hear that the suspect was shot and killed on site. So I think that was the kind of thing that really disturbed me, is that they would leave it there. And they never took it down, as far as I know. So to me, that is inciting hatred and inciting violence. It's really disturbing to me because the RCMP and police forces all over Canada are being questioned now. They're being questioned about how they harm and hurt each other. They're being questioned about how the women in the RCMP are being sexually abused. They're talking about how they're harming and killing Indigenous people, Black people, and people of all colors. And I think really disturbing and distressing that they would incite violence in that way. I do it out of love. I do it because I love my son. My son's spirit is the driving force behind all of this. I could never do it by myself. When I meet other people who have also lost their family members to police brutality and killings by police, it just adds fuel to my fire. I just want to fight harder. And, you know, tomorrow, like, it'll be a year. And my year of silence will be over. I have a year now to let a lot of this love and rage out.
Another thing that I've thought a lot about when I think about you and we have our conversations to and fro is such a deep private sorrow, but in this public arena about public issues, you know, how often it happens, how many times this happens. I was wondering how that is for you, juggling those two things, the private part and the public speaking.
My grief work, I do that on my own. And the other work is naming the shame that the RCMP have done, because I don't feel any shame. I don't feel ashamed of who I am, and I don't feel ashamed of who my son was. And I think a lot of times people would like me to feel that. They would like me to feel like a horrible person, like a horrible mother, and that we deserve this. But I know different. I know different. And it's been quite difficult meeting other parents who have lost their children too. And sometimes that's more emotional for me when I see someone else hurting. Whether if it's, you know, been a year or 5 years or 10 years, I see parents who are hurting like it was yesterday. And that gives me some insight, you know, what the rest of my life is going to be like. You know, the next 5 years from now, the next 10 years from now, It'll always feel like yesterday. It'll always feel like it just happened. And I have enough strength to carry me through this. I have enough power to do this. You know, I'm going to turn my rage into action and my pain into power, and I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. We have to have changes. The RCMP, the Vancouver Police, Edmonton Police Service, Toronto Police Services, all the services need to change. There absolutely has to be a change. I want to see these changes happen because I don't know. There's no one that can guarantee me that the RCMP will not shoot one of my grandchildren. I have no guarantee. And what I want to work towards is a guarantee that they will not shoot your grandchildren. I think what's really important is that people talk to their MLAs. People talk to their MPs, because there's lots of conversation out there right now in organizations and institutions who are talking about racism and discrimination in the police forces. But we need to do more than that. We need to do more than talk. We need to urge our government. We need to make our government do something. They need to change the laws. They need to change the policies. They need to protect us. They need to protect all of us. They need to serve all of us. And I've also heard lots of conversation about First Nation policing. And in some ways, you know, it's probably a good thing. But I also know that First Nation policing have also killed an Indigenous woman and her son, her baby. So, you know, I have to keep questioning, whose law are they upholding? So these are all kinds of things that we have to think about. I'm not a political scientist. I'm not the one who gets paid hundreds of thousands of dollars every year to make things right, to do the right thing. I understand Canada is a corporation. I understand that. I get it, but they can still treat people right. And I think it's up to them to get off their butts and do something, because we are burying people one every 3 weeks, and sometimes there's even more than that. We can't keep going on like this. And we also can't keep it a secret anymore. We've got investigation services. We've got the IIO. You know, they would like us to keep quiet. They say, oh, we have a liaison that's going to work with your family. Anything that you need, you come to us. You don't have to tell anybody else. You keep this a secret or whatever, you know, just sweep it under the rug. I've never been one to be quiet about anything, and I'm not going to stop being quiet. I have a lot to say in the upcoming year.
To learn more, check out websites justiceforjared.com, pivotlegal.org/oneyearnojustice, and Defund Network. This work is funded by the Local Journalism Initiative through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.